Do we have any representatives of the two mining companies or the consultants that they've engaged, or DPI or DSE here today?
Wouldn't that be good?
As far as I know, no.
And please be mindful that we're not at a point where they're consulting the community. They're saying they've got a mining licence. So all the opportunity for you to ask questions of those people is gone, as far, you know, according to the bureaucratic process. As an organisation and as a community, I believe we need to say that's completely unacceptable.
The pressure on us lately for our waterways, for our water quality, for our septics, even people like us who've got the three tank septic treatment units, how on earth can we be placed under these huge, huge layers of bureaucracy of what we can and can't do on our properties?
Yeah.
And yet we can have them all.
I would ask that everybody here keep their eye on newspapers over the next few years and just look for these little ads from mining companies and let people know, because that's how they get it through. This was approved in 2007. The public found out about it in 2012. In relation to Moorabool, again, because it's less than 5 hectares, there's no requirement for them to have an environmental effect statement done on it. But I do believe it has to go under a planning permit for the local shire. So at some point in time, presumably when Moorabool were out on site, there was a planning permit process undertaken. But again, the whole problem with the legislation, and this is not going to stop the mine, but the whole problem with the legislation is it's all geared towards making the process and the application easy for the miners. And as the general public, you have to do all of the work yourself. There's not one place where you can go to get the information. You have to go out and hunt and search and spend hours and hours and hours trying to get information. There's nothing there to protect the public. One last comment on the newspapers. That's the official means of advising people, because it's out in the newspapers. Who buys a newspaper anymore? Let's get up with technology. At least put something out.
Sue, you're from Musk, is that right?
That's correct.
So what brings you to this meeting here today?
Well, I read in the local papers that there's a meeting on about a gold mine being set up soon, and I wanted to know exactly what was happening, because I live locally and I don't want a gold mine here. This is beautiful country. We don't want all that here.
You're not a member of the Wombat Care? You just heard about this meeting?
I'm not a member, but I have heard about it. I've spoken to friends after I read the article, and they have also attended today. This meeting has brought the attention to everyone around this area, and we all need to help and try and find a way to try and stop them.
Are you the kind of person that gets involved in environmental campaigns, or am I just assuming something that maybe you're not?
No, I'm not. I've never really been in one, but look, I'm more than happy to help in this one.
John Walter, you took the microphone a couple of times at today's meeting. What's the essence of your concerns?
This is a venture that's right in the heart of the Wombat Forest. The proximity to the Lutadu River, not the river itself, but on Crowley's Creek, which flows directly into the river, it's such a risk on a heritage waterway for the sediments and things to get into that river. And I'm also very, very keen and active on the native flora, and I just find it's amazing that in this day and age we can start a mining operation without properly assessing the flora and fauna beforehand. How do we know their restitution works are any good if we don't even know what's there before we start?
What's your background? I take it you've got some technical background?
No, I'm actually an IT background, but my passion is flora and fauna, and I spend most of my weekends in the Wombat Forest crawling around photographing fungi and mosses and plants and the like. So that's my pleasure.
I'm seeing an irony of a background that has a lot of mining in its 19th century history, and now there's a whole brand new population of people who've moved to the area that have different concerns, or dare I say different expectations, for the Wombat Forest.
I think we're recently involved in a exploration license application a bit further north from here, and that's even perhaps more so mining, a bit closer to Castlemaine. The expectations of people now, the people have moved into areas with a certain expectation of an amenity of life, which mining doesn't fit very well in those sorts of communities. The Wombat Forest, I think, is a different picture from lifestyle and impact on lifestyle, because it's a natural area. Yes, it has been mined, but not for quite some time. The particular type of mining that did occur was usually small pits, perhaps a tunnel, but not large-scale open excavation. And the problem I see with the large-scale open excavation is what happens with the all of the tailings, what happens with all of the waste soil that's removed to allow them to access the ore body. And that's where the risk is. It's a runoff from there, not so much the physical mine itself, if it was a mine shaft, for example.
Well, inside this meeting today, the Bilardo Hall, we actually did have a miner. Ron Thorpe, you've been in these parts for some years, I understand.
50-odd years. But honestly, that's a ploy, because I think once they get their nose in, that'd be it. But there's too much secrecy and everything else. Why? I mean, where are they going to mine? They'd be lucky to get a few ounces out of it. If it had been any good, back in 1856, it would have been sluiced out and carried away then. But why is it taking nearly 200 years for it to, all of a sudden, it's important? Once they get, there are some wonderful shows still around here, but they're mainly over in Barry's Reef. Why they picked this part, because this was the poorest part for mining in the district. But let's hope that they see sense and stop worrying a lot of people, and we can all get on with our life, because we don't need this bloody rubbish.
Ron, there's a bit of discussion about work for the young folks in the region.
There'll be no work for them, because this show won't last a month, because it's not going to happen. You've got Wombat Forest Care, and once we sort of take up arms and that, well, we stopped the wood chipping 10 years ago. It's 10 years this month, and, well, we've got to do something, that's all.